Drew Field makes the tackle for Cass City, but boy, there's going to be a couple guys that had a chance. Number 75, Ethan Monti, had a chance to get him for a gain of nothing, and he split two tacklers. Jake Stern was the other out there, had a chance to get him. He squeezed through both of them and turned it into a nice little gain, giving them a chance on third down.
We have an update on the Sandusky Harbor Beach game. Harbor Beach scored in their first play for 80-some yards on a screen pass. It's now 7-0 Harbor Beach. This one is a handoff to Diaz. He busts through the line of scrimmage, but he's actually hit there, and he pushed forward all the way out to the 17-yard line. It's going to be close to a first down. We'll say it's about 5 yards. No official word. Yep, they're saying actually it's a 6-yard gain. First down for Diaz with 11:47 left in the second quarter. Lakers starting their second drive here.
The lumber was laid there by number 65, Jacob Perry.
How do you lay lumber, Dave?
Just like Jacob Perry just did right there. He laid him sideways.
I was just curious. First and 10, 17-yard line. Four Lakers working off the right hash. Left to right across your radio. Receiver wide to the right. Two men in the backfield in the eye. Post under center. Cass City bringing 8 men in the box. It's a handoff to Diaz around the right end. Same play. He's out to the 25. Breaks through that tackle. Drags his defender all the way out to the 31-yard line. It's an 11, actually more than 11. It's a 14-yard gain. Four Lakers on first down. Another first down coming up from the Laker 31, a 14-yard gain.
Number 27, Drew Field, eventually wrestle him to the ground.
First and 10 for the Lakers, starting their second drive here after they stalled out in the first, deep in Cassie's red zone, actually taken out of the red zone due to penalties. Into the second quarter, no score. Still on that right hash, two receiver to the right, slot receiver to the left, two men in the backfield. Post is still under center. It's a handoff to Diaz around the left end. He's past the line of scrimmage out to the 35 and finally brought down to 38 by two defenders for Cass City.
Jacob Perry was the one that finally brought him down.
It's going to be a 6-yard gain for Diaz. Loves to run around the ends, and now it's a 7-yard gain, 2nd and 3 coming up.
Well, Seth Bowles has done a nice job for Lakers. So far, he's been a sort of an unsung hero, so to speak. He's been a wide receiver, lined up as a wide receiver on most possessions, and when they pitch it or bounce it to the outside, he turns into the lead blocker and doing a nice job.
Receiver wide each way, two men in the backfield, and then Diaz has the safety valve, and it's a quick handoff to number 4, Dustin Cady, past the line of scrimmage and then all the way past midfield. And the scrum pushes him all the way into Cass City territory at the 46-yard line. That play started at the 38 and actually ended up with 16 yards with Dustin Cady on the quick handoff. He's about 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage on the left side of the formation. Bust right past the guard. That hole opened wide up, and there he's off.
In the last 8 yards, it looked like rugby. It was just a group of guys pushing forward, and eventually the ball carrier came out ahead of everybody, and Shane Rasmussen wrestled him down.
Same formation here, receiver wide each way. The ball is at the 46-yard line of Cass City. Two running backs stand at the 50, then Diaz is at the 47 of his own, and he gets this one net back to the line of scrimmage. Wrestled down after a gain of 1 to the 45-yard line. It's going to be 2nd and 9 for Lakers.
That time, Braden Perzanowski had enough. He got in the backfield and slowed him down early.
9:42 left in the second quarter. Still no score. Lakers on their second drive. They started this drive with 15 seconds left in the first quarter, deep in their own territory at the 3-yard line. 2nd and 9, receiver wide each way. They have a slot receiver to the right and the eye in the backfield, post under center, looking around, not quite sure. Now we have a man in motion. That's number 4, Cady. And it looks like they're going to be favoring to the left. Cady, the lead blocker. Diaz scrambling. And they say there's actually a fumble on the play. Diaz lost it at the 46-yard line. And Dustin Cady jumped on the fumble. And it's right back to the 48-yard line. So it's going to be a loss of 3 on the play. And a 3rd and 12 for Lakers.
Jacob Perry did a nice job jarring the ball loose as he tossed the running back to the ground and tossed him. Tossed him's probably an understatement. Again, another big hit by number 65, Jacob Perry.
Number 65, Jacob Perry, with the forced fumble there. Now a 3rd and 12 situation. Two receivers to the right, actually a receiver in a slot, and the eye in the backfield, post rolling back into, rolling to his right, looking for the pass. Nothing there. Finally passes at the 40. He connects with number one as he falls out of bounds. Seth Bowles, the wide receiver for Lakers. And it's going to be close to a first down. They have the first down by a yard, a 13-yard completion for Lakers. A first and 10 now from the Cass City 35-yard line. 8:23 left in the first.
Jack Stern, number 10, in coverage, knocked the receiver out of bounds.
We have another update from the Harbor Beach game. Harbor Beach has run three plays on offense, and they have two touchdowns. This last one, Eli Kraft just ran for 85 yards for a touchdown.
So far, some big plays over there. That game's in Sandusky, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man, that's some big plays, exciting plays over there. And not if you're a Redskin fan.
And the game we're covering is in Lakers, and it's currently a gridiron gang here. Both teams duking it out in the trenches. This one's a handoff to number four, Dustin Cady. He started the 36-yard line, brought down to the 32, a gain of four in between the hash marks. Second and six for the Lakers.
Jacob Perry makes a tackle for the Red Hawk defense.
The white jersey's staying quite white, in fact, for Cass City on defense. Lakers receiver wide each way.
They have good bleach over there, Clark.
No comment. Hand out to number 21 around the right end. Terrence Dube still rolling. Finally brought down the 21-yard line. An 11-yard gain down to the near sideline for the first down. Move the chains yet again for the green and white. Now into the red zone of Cass City for the second time tonight.
Braden Perzanowski, first man to meet him, makes the tackle for Cass City.
7:40 left in the first half. Still no score in Lakers as Cass City's on the road. Lakers on their second drive. They start at the 3-yard line, their own side of their field. Now they're at the Cass City 21. Receiver wide each way. Three men in the backfield. Post under center working off the right hash. It's a handoff to Terrence Dubes. And he got back to the line of scrimmage. Kept the head low. Brought down to the 19. It's a gain of two, second and eight.
Shane Rasmussen met him quickly at the line of scrimmage.
7:02 left in the first half. Lakers with the ball in the red zone of Cass City at the 19-yard line. Second and eight coming up. Post, Brady Post, the younger brother of Nick Post, last year's quarterback for Lakers, as the helmsman for the Lakers. Receiver wide each way. They're sticking with this formation where the two running backs are either each side in a pro set practically. And they go with the lead blocker to the left. Diaz with speed is brought down in the backfield for a loss of one as Cassidy swarmed him around the left end and now brings up third and nine after a loss of one.
Curtis Dickinson, the defensive back, come out of nowhere and knocked and taken and took out the running back in the backfield just when we thought he had some space to run. Dickinson closed the door quickly.
And Ian Snyder checks in for number 23, Steve Kaczynski, who looks a little tired. Getting a drink of water here, the only senior on this team. 6:05 left in the first half. No score. Lakers with the ball moving left to right across your radio. Cass City has had 16 tackles, three for a loss for 11 yards. Receiver wide to the right, I formation in the backfield, tight end to the right. And Brady Post rolls to his right for the pass, completed at the 20, and now brought down at the 9-yard line is number four, Dustin Cady, the running back coming out of the backfield. That play originated at the 21-yard line. He's brought down at the 8. It's a 13-yard gain, now a first and goal for Lakers.
Jacob Perry makes the tackle, but that play was set up after multiple pitch plays to the far side of the field, and the quarterback Post on that play sold the fake very well. Looked like it's extended the arms, the ball, and everything. Faked the pitch, rolled out to the near side of the field, and had some a linebacker and a tight end rolling out. Both were open on the play. Made a nice pass and got the first down.
Brady Post now 3 for 4 for 28 yards. And there's a fumble on the field, and Cass City has come up with it. There's the signal at the 13-yard line. Brady Post could not hang on to the ball. He's upset with himself, and Cass City stalls out another Laker drive in the red zone, and that is going to be a first and 10 for Cass City deep in their own territory.
The fumble was recovered by number 89 of Cass City.
And we don't even have that number.
We don't. Nice job to hit for him, but just about when we're about to say, Brady Post has looked flawless so far. A big mistake, and again, no points scored in the red zone.